Hello, Internet friend. I'm David Revelle, and this is ValueSide for Monday, January 23rd. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit ValueSide.com. Today, it's fungible energy. Well, our relationship with energy is shaping our world. Our primary energy source remains traditional carbon-based energy, oil, natural gas, and coal. In the United States, these three energy sources represent about 80% of our current energy usage, a figure that, despite the political rhetoric you may hear, has remained remarkably steady over the last few decades. And what makes these energy sources unique is that they are fungible, readily available, and easy to transport. First, they're fungible. One coal is easily substituted for another coal, and the same is valid for oil. We can replace one kind of oil or coal with another. Yes, we may prefer the relatively clean-burning anthracite coal of the Appalachian Mountains to some of the soft coals found worldwide, but soft coal can substitute for anthracite. Or we may prefer the low-sulfur, sweet oil of Saudi Arabia or West Texas, but we can indeed replace those with some of the dense, high-sulfur oils found elsewhere in the world. Now, many countries, such as Saudi Arabia, Russia, and Canada, the world's largest oil exporters, readily export millions of barrels of oil per day. They make traditional carbon-based fuels readily available to everyone. 15 countries exported more than $17 billion worth of oil each last year. Finally, traditional carbon-based fuels are easily transportable. Massive oil tankers or pipelines have proven capable of supplying any country with the energy it needs. Energy-poor countries such as the tiny island of Japan can purchase all of their energy from overseas suppliers and operate their advanced economies. The three most significant oil importing countries in 2021 were the United States, India, and China. China, incidentally, imported an incredible $228 billion worth of oil in 2021. So fossil fuels are readily available, easily transportable, and can be substituted for one another. Of course, there are other forms of energy, but these forms usually fail to compete on one or another of the criteria. It isn't easy to transport, for instance, nuclear energy. You can't pick up and move a nuclear power plant. Wind and solar energies are closely tied to their current location. They may perform well when the wind blows and the sun shines, but conditions will influence how they operate. Renewables may not perform at all in some adverse conditions. Now, reliability and day-in and day-out performance have made carbon-based energy the most dominant energy source for several generations now. Many alternative energy forms may at some point become more dominant as their technology advances, but today's focus is on the current global state of our energy. Now, once you accept today's reality that most of our energy derives from fossil fuels, you can review current global energy policies. Although the marketing message may say one thing, the reality will likely differ. A case in point is Germany, Europe's largest economy and the sixth largest energy consumer in the world. Beginning with Chancellor Angela Merkel and now with Olaf Scholz, Germany has committed to transitioning its energy source from traditional fossil fuels to renewables, such as solar, hydro, and wind. In 2018, Germany closed all of its active coal mines, and in 2022, Germany was due to shut down all of its nuclear power plants. Although the marketing message was that Germany was becoming more environmentally responsible in its sources of energy, the reality was that their energy mix did not change significantly. Instead, they relied more on Russian oil and gas, supplied primarily via the Nord Stream pipeline. And with the destruction of that pipeline and the Germans' decision to boycott all Russian petroleum products, Germany has had to retreat on its environmental promises. Coal has been brought back in a big, big way, with estimates as high as one-third of all German electricity now again being produced by coal-fired plants. Plants that were slated to be decommissioned are operating again during the crisis. While President Biden is committed to reducing U.S. oil and gas production, circumstances may also change that decision. Biden's vision of a transition from fossil fuels led him to cancel the Keystone XL pipeline and delay or cancel building permits on federal lands, the principal source of oil exploration in America, as well as give significant subsidies and incentives for renewable energy sources. Overall, the Biden administration has been the most one-sided energy policymaker in the nation's history, favoring just one type of energy production, renewables, over all the rest. The question then arises whether some circumstances would cause us to change this commitment to renewables. If the United States, for instance, were to face the changes in sources of energy that Germany is currently faced with, would we change our policies? A close look at the current U.S. energy picture may provide an answer. The latest numbers supplied by the U.S. Energy Information Agency are for 2022. The EIA reports that the country uses significantly more fossil fuel production energy at the end of the year than we did at the beginning of 2022. From Q1 2022 until Q4 2022, our crude oil consumption rose by 760,000 barrels, natural gas by 4.8 billion cubic feet, and coal by 1 million short tons daily for all those numbers, each one daily. In contrast, the country's use of renewable energies declined by 19 trillion BTUs. Those are British thermal units, a measure of energy. Now, the reason for this reduced use of renewables is still being determined, and the EIA does not currently provide an answer. I suspect that bad weather throughout the country may have contributed to the slowdown in renewable usage. But it's not a good trend for an administration that has put all of its effort into promoting these kinds of energy sources. The mere fact that weather conditions can reduce renewable energy production should cause us all to take a look at this source more closely. It's time for us to look again at traditional source of energies that are fungible, readily available, and easy to transport. And that's The Value Side for Monday, January 23rd. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit valueside.com. I'm David Revell. Value Side is independently written and researched. The views expressed are strictly my own.